You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
New guest of the week, we've got Sletter coming all the way from the global north over in London. How are things with you?
I'm good, thank you.
Nice. Thank you for coming on the program this morning. And I guess it's not the morning for you, is it sometime in the evening?
Yeah, so it's like 9:30 almost.
Nice.
So I was like, I really had to think about the timing.
Yeah, I hope I'm not keeping you up after your bedtime.
No. No, not at all.
Nice.
It's all good.
Cool. I see are you sipping on some tea or some coffee there?
Yes, I've got some tea.
Nice.
It's a bit late for coffee, but yeah. I do drink coffee. Yeah.
Are you more of an herbal tea person or more of a kind of Earl Grey, you know?
I would say, chai. Chai tea, yes.
Nice. I haven't actually had chai tea yet, but I hear incredibly good things about it.
Yeah, it's really good, especially during the winter. Like, it's more like, I would say, cozy. Mm-hmm.
Totally. You're currently based in London, and you kind of operate in a sort of jazzy sphere, one might say. Do you go to a lot of jazz shows in London?
Yes. Yeah. That's basically, like the reason also I moved to London, I studied and I kind of stayed. Like, the cultural scene in London is amazing. Mm-hmm. So many shows, so many people playing here, so many great musicians. It's like one of a kind places.
Mm, truly. What are some of the trends in the jazz scene there at the moment?
That's a big question. It's a lot like various things. There's a lot of everything, really.
Mm-hmm. More traditional kind of jazz, experimental jazz.
No, it is more, I would say, it's quite broken beat, quite neo-soul-y jazz or fusion. Or you go into the really fusion stuff. It's not that much trad jazz.
Ah, true.
And I wouldn't say modern, but maybe a bit more contemporary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like on the Geordie Greep side of things, maybe?
Potentially.
Now, the new track you've just come out with is called Out of Time. Are you much of a procrastinator?
Good question. No. Well, yes and no. Like, I get stuff done, but I can spend a bit of time to get it done. But I will have a deadline, I will get it done. But instead of like spending an hour doing it, I might spend 2 hours.
Mm.
But I will get it done within that day. I won't prolong it really long. So it might just be, some days things are a bit slower. Or it depends on how I feel and how my mood is and everything. But I will still do things.
Mm. But you're not the sort of person who will like leave maybe 5 assignments until the last 24 hours and then
have
an all-nighter and a massive panic attack and a mental crisis to get them all done.
No.
That's not you.
Never.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm the one who starts early and then I finish it and then I have a lot more time to chill.
Mm-hmm. And make more music.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
And attend more jazz shows and drink more tea.
Yeah.
This is your first release in nearly a year. How has that time treated you?
It's been good, actually. It's been really busy. So I released the EP and then did a show in May and then recorded this track and then some more in May as well. So there's a lot of like the planning and lead up to everything just takes a lot longer. I always think like 1-2 months, that's a long time. Not at all.
Mm.
It just goes by so fast. And then, I played the London Jazz Festival in November. So that was also an additional thing. Did some filming and things for some projects in autumn as well. So everything is, it's been good. It's been busy, but good.
Awesome. That's fantastic to hear. This new track, it came about after a songwriting challenge that you did with some mates. Do you hold these challenges very often? And what are some of the prominent features? You know, what do they involve?
So, it's one of my friends. She's American. She started it, and we're like a group of songwriters from everywhere, based in London. And it's not like you don't always have to come if you want to, but it will be an assignment or it will be... We agree on something and then we all do it and then we share it if it's finished or not. But I think I'm really good at like anything that's kind of deadlines. So if you give me like, this is what you stick to, then I'll be like, okay, I'll stick to it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what comes out of it. Mm-hmm. Some of the other break the rules, but I'm like, well, we're doing this challenge, we need to stick to the rules. What are we doing? But it's like, it's good. It's good in a way that it challenges you to do something else. And I had, how long did I have? I think I had 2 weeks to write a track, and this is what came out.
Oh, for some reason.
And I was stressing.
Oh, right.
I was stressing, and I was thinking, I'm never going to do this. How am I going to do something in 2 weeks?
From my understanding, it was maybe like an evening game, not like a full-on assignment.
It's a full-on assignment.
Oh, that's...
And then you get there, and you present it, and somebody could have done something complete.
Mm-hmm. So do you all operate on the same kind of keywords? Are you all given the same keywords?
So on that time, we did. And then some of the other times, it can be that you've rolled the dice or you've gotten some other things that you have to use. So we sometimes would have the same things, and sometimes we would draw different mm-hmm. things. Or write something based on an artist that we are assigned to and stuff.
True. So for this one, you were given three keywords, which were rabbit, poison, and acceptable, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Now, rabbit turns into rabbit hole in the lyrics. But in a general sense, how do these other two words, poison and acceptable, how do they inform the track? Which I would describe as being low-key neo-soul jazz escapade about staying true to yourself.
Yes. Yes. Good one. Well, acceptable was easy to fit in, and I did struggle with the rabbit. And poison is not a word I would use, so I did take poison out of it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not really... Well, for the assignment, I did. But okay. Then I was like, I'm going to release it, and the poison is going out. And I tried. I tried, actually, to get rid of the rabbit as well. But I couldn't. So it's there.
Cracker.
Yeah. But they all fit. They fit to the vibe, and it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you going to say something about how acceptable fits into the song?
Oh. Yeah, well, how it fits. It kind of fits with the vibe as well. It fits with the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I think the line in it's unheard, not acceptable. Yeah, that's one of the bits.
Nice.
And it's, it's just about saying what you want to say and not necessarily being so afraid of the result of it. Mm-hmm. Being honest.
Not being swayed by what other people might think or react to how you're feeling, which is very, very honest.
And I think also when it comes to friends or other partners, if somebody really cares and you say something, they're not going to run away. But if they run away, it's kind of, well, then they didn't really care. So you might as well be better off without them.
Exactly.
But I think we're also like scared of what can happen if you say what you think or feel, and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's there are certain moments in your life when that happens, and I just think you have to go with your gut and not try to please anyone. You just have to stand up to yourself and go for gold, I reckon. Aside from the songwriting challenge, kind of catalyzing the track, do you think you've wanted to explore these themes a bit more directly for a while? And what is your barometer for ensuring that you stay true to yourself musically instead of chasing those delicious fruits of the algorithm?
Oh, that's a good one. I think when I write songs, I sometimes use my own experiences or other people's. You know, you see something, you feel it subjectively or objectively, and it can be like a melting pot of different things. But sometimes, like in the aftermath, I look back and be like, okay, well, I was feeling that, or maybe that was what I was thinking or going through. It's like, I think also myself, I've been like being more honest about how I feel is something I've been working on, because I'm quite honest with what I think and if I like something or I don't like it. But being honest about what you feel is something different.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of coming out that way as well. I don't know. I feel like I've kind of come to a point where, like, obviously all the tracks or everything you do will have some different elements, but there will something be that is, I now feel like this is a Sletta track. This is something that feels right. And the people I work with as well, like, they say the same, like, oh yeah, this sounds like a Sletta track. And I can hear it as well. And I'm, yeah. I think also it's, I want to make music that I like, that I like listening to, that I want to sing. If not, what's the point of it?
Yeah, well, money.
Well, no. Money, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. It's, of course, you got to put artistic truth ahead of anything else, I think, when you're making things. I want to thank you for your time.
I think you can compromise on things, some things. Like, if I'm like, whatever, I don't mind on these things, but a bigger picture of who you are or whatever, that's a no.
Yeah, you got to give you got to give it raw to the public and let them know who you are, you know.
Yes.
I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program this morning. I just want to ask you one last question, and that is, what have you got on for 2025? I hear there's rumors of new music.
It's coming out one now. Then there might be something else.
Mm-hmm. Any details you can
Any details? It's going to be in the spring. It's going to be in the spring.
So spring.
It's a very nostalgic track. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Spring.
And I'm going to say, yeah, spring and nostalgic. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Spring for you is, what month would that be?
like maybe like March, April.
Oh, okay. So not too far away.
No, not too far away.
Nice.
No, we're going to keep it not too far. And then we've got some other visual bits. And I'm playing in Oslo in February, so I'm very excited about that. Doing a little closer to home gig.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That'd be awesome. Best of luck with future releases and stuff. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, of course. All right, folks, that was Sletta talking to Sletta. We're going to play their track Out of Time for you right now. And then after that, we've got a corridor with Ben and Cody from Frank on Tap about their new song, Rush. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Love you. Bye.
To say a single word, it's unheard, not acceptable. So simple yet complex, feeling vexed. How does one know what is right and not wrong? Feeling so strong. If you don't try, you don't.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.